floodwaters were rising faster than anyone expected. The Houston Sheriff's Department had prepared for 15 to 20 inches of rain, but Hurricane Harvey had now dumped over 30 inches, and forecasters warned another 20 were on the way. On September 20th, 1973, women's tennis star Billie Jean King faced off against Bobby Riggs in an exhibition match dubbed the Battle of the Sexes.
That's what it's all about, and it is going to be the Battle of the Sexes.
The 55-year-old Riggs, a former Wimbledon champion, believed he could still beat any woman player.
The male is king, the male is supreme. I've said it over and over again. I still feel that way.
And after much prodding, King eventually took him up on the challenge. It's now or never for the final three.
I'm cooking prawn patia, which translates through to hot and sour prawns. It's like a tom yum.
With the gallery of onlookers watching their every move and one of the world's most celebrated and mercurial chefs hovering around their workstations.
This is what it's all about. Yeah. It's fantastic.
The pressure is on. 9 hours in, and newlyweds Micah and Kyle were bored. Bangkok was still a couple of hours away. After a few more gin and tonics, Kyle persuaded Micah to join him in the economy class lavatory, where he promised to rock her world and make them both members of the Mile High Club. Unfortunately, the door didn't take kindly to all that rockin', and 3 hours later, after a Thai Airways engineer finally took the hinges off, the two lovebirds found themselves spending the first day of their honeymoon trying to convince the police not to lock them in another small room. At 7 years old, the doctors had warned Bradley's mother that her son had disturbing personality traits. Cruelty to animals is not a trait often seen in young children. Now, as detectives questioned Jolene Mormont about Bradley's three missing companions, she had a sinking feeling that her son had done something unspeakable.